Hello there, wonderful family. Thank you so much for joining me in another episode of my podcast. I'm so grateful that you always make time to join in my podcast. Thank you for your previous feedback, your suggestions, your questions, and also for sharing this podcast. I'm very grateful and I am very, very honored that you are my audience. You are loved. Today, I want to discuss about something very educative, something very, very sensitive, and it's basically for women. Let us discuss about premenstrual syndrome. Premenstrual syndrome. A lot of people might not know or even heard about PMS. So they might ask, what is premenstrual syndrome? Premenstrual syndrome is just a condition that affects a woman's emotions, physical health, behavior during certain days of the menstrual cycle, and it generally occurs just before a woman's menses begins. Premenstrual syndrome is something very common, a condition that is very, very common. And research says that it affects about 90% of women having their menses. PMS sometimes starts from the 5th to the 11th day before your menstruations begins as a woman. The cause of PMS is certainly not known, but according to research, it occurs in a woman anytime between the puberty and menopause. During ovulation, it is a period when an egg is released from the ovaries and occurs on the day 14th of the cycle. And that is when menstruation or bleeding occurs on the 28th day of the cycle. However, there are some few people who have irregular menstruation. People have irregular menstruation because naturally that is how they are. But these people also experience the symptoms of PMS. And sometimes it begins around day 14 and it lasts until 7 days after the beginning of your menstruation. When you are ovulating as a woman, the reason why you experience this PMS or premenstrual syndrome is because there is an increase in hormones in the body. When there's an increase in the hormones in the body, it causes a lot of change to the body. For example, when you have increase in hormones in your body, you have mood swings, you have abdominal bloating, you become anxious, you have breast tenderness, there are changes in sleep. Some people become restless, some people even tend to sleep more, loss of appetite, depression, acne, food cravings, emotional outburst, and sometimes fatigue. It depends on your body system. A lot of people experience all these things at a time, but some people at the end of the day have just some one or two of these changes when they increase in hormones during their time of ovulation. Now, PMS cannot be cured because there is something very, very natural that occurs to most women. However, the good news is that there are certain things that you can do that can ease the symptoms of PMS, or that can make you feel a little bit better. Let's look at what are the few things you can do or you can indulge yourself in so that you do not become so restless when you find yourselves having symptoms of PMS. The first thing I'll recommend, drink a lot of fluids to ease abdominal bloating. When I say drink a lot of fluid, I suggest water. Water, they say, is life. Water is paramount to any other fluids that you can think of. So I recommend fluid, which is water, just to ease your abdominal bloating. Eating a balanced diet to improve your overall health and energy level. And it means that eating plenty of food, vegetables, and then you reduce your intake of sugar, salt, caffeine, and then alcohol. When you take supplements such as folic acid, vitamin B12, calcium, and magnesium, it reduces cramps, it reduces mood swings. Sleep at least 8 hours per night to reduce fatigue. Due to the tightness and some of the types of work, some people get themselves in or indulging. Some people even sleep for less than 3 or 4 hours. But when you're having this PMS and you want to feel at ease or you want to feel better, sleeping at least 8 hours per night is one of the things that I will recommend to take serious when you want to reduce the symptoms of PMS. You also have to increase your exercise and just to reduce bloating and then also improve your mental health. Exercising is very, very good. It helps you to reduce stress and it helps your mental health also. Now, if you want to shift from exercising, one of the best things I can recommend is reading a book. You have no idea the power of reading a book. It makes you be at peace, it satisfies you, and it puts your mental health also in check. Thank you so much for joining in. I hope this little health tips helps every woman who experiences severe symptoms of PMS. Let us meet again in my next episode, probably next year, because this is going to be the last podcast for 2021. Thanks once again for joining in, and I wish everybody, my listeners and my audiences, a happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. My name is Belinda, and this is your Health Dex.